This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
Looks like it could be a busier home time than might have been expecting. A lot of talk, as you may have heard in the news just now, a lot of talk that there might be an announcement of a general election this afternoon. If there is, you'll hear about it here on the show. But if there is going to be an announcement on the show, let's all have a little bit of a part of that, eh? If there is an announcement that you would like to make this afternoon, I am willing for you to take over the show and tell us all what your announcement is. 8-12-15 for you. Your texts and the socials at Absolute Radio. I would like to announce I will be watching Race Across the World at 9 p.m. tonight, and the two young lads that I thought would really annoy me on the first episode haven't annoyed me anywhere near as much as I thought they would. In fact, I quite like them. So there's my announcement. What's yours? Duncan says, I would like to announce to mainly my wife, but anyone that's listening, I don't care if it's miserable weather, the heating's not going on. It's almost June. Where are jumper. Dave, what would you like to announce?
Well, my announcement is I'm going to, when the kids are in bed and I've got a bit of time to myself, they're not pecking me head, I'm going to have a pizza. I'm going to have, I don't know whether it's a Mighty Meaty or a pepperoni yet, I'm going to have a couple of bevvies and I'm going to watch a film that I've not seen yet.
Which is
Killers of the Flower Moon.
Meant to be very, very good. Not the film I was necessarily expecting you about to say, Dave.
No, but I will be watching that, and the weather in Wigan is absolutely shocking.
Okay, so we've all got details now of the weather in Wigan, which is probably the most useful thing for us to know. Dave's dinner order tonight and what you're into film-wise. Dave, I feel we know everything now. Thank you.
That's brilliant, that, Richard. Keep up the good work. You're doing a fantastic job, sir.
Paul says, I have to finish the hedgehog house that I'm making very, very fast because over the next few weeks, hedgehog mums will start to give birth. I have been building this hedgehog house for 14 months now. Good for you. Good for you, Paul. I have no further details, but I'm very impressed. Neil says, my announcement is I'm turning the big 5-0 tomorrow and I don't know how to feel about it. Embrace it, Neil. It's the only way. And James says, I would like to announce that I have just got Georgia in my work sweepstake for Euro 2024. As the organiser, I want to re-roll the sweepstake, but I won't unless somebody else joins in and I'll have to re-roll them all. This text says, Richie, I would be mistaken, but I would like to announce that you and Ben Burrell have just played Benson Boone on your respective radio shows on the No Repeat Guarantee until 5 o'clock. I don't think so. I'm just looking back. I think you are mistaken. Announcements are all cool, but they have to be factual. So I'm quashing that particular text. Any of your announcements, please, we'll make them. It seems to be the vogue this afternoon. 8-12-15. Charlie, hanging on, what would you like to announce?
I would like to announce that I will be going to only my second ever in-person wrestling event up in London on the Monday of half term.
So is that Bank Holiday Monday?
Yeah.
I've never gone to a wrestling event, and I reckon that would be amazing. What's it like?
It's a really incredible atmosphere. So I went to one last summer, which was at Wembley Stadium, and that was absolutely awesome. There was about 85,000 people there. And it was brilliant.
That was the All American Wrestling one, yeah? I think it's called something like that.
All Elite Wrestling.
That's it. Yeah. So what's in Camden then?
So it's at the Electric Ballroom.
Yeah.
It's a company called Progress Wrestling. So they're a British wrestling company, and they put on shows every few months at the Electric Ballroom in Camden.
Wow. Charlie, yeah. I don't know whether you're my era. Can you go back to Giant Haystacks and Big Daddy and the like?
Not quite that far.
That makes me feel good.
I'm very sorry. I started watching with the likes of The Rock and Stone Cold and The Undertaker.
Awesome. Well, enjoy your Bank Holiday Monday. That sounds fantastic.
Yeah, thank you very much. Enjoy yours as well.
The Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Luke says, now I've heard the news, I realise there is actually a genuine announcement coming up today. You had me thinking it was going to be a whip out the big coats again announcement on home time. No. But we will let you make more of your announcements on the show, 8-12-15 for your texts. Wet break. Was it just my school where that was a thing? Today feels very much like a wet break kind of day. The whispers would go around school. Is it wet break today? Is it wet break? It is wet break. I've heard it's wet break. You'd be waiting for wet break to be announced because it was too wet to be outside during break time, so you're consigned to classrooms. Why did we want wet break? It was rubbish. Stuck inside. Couldn't go outside and play football. Thing is, you'd always get up to stuff if you were stuck in the classrooms while there was wet break. I can remember memorably, what a maverick, taking the lesson planner off the desk that our teacher had left for the supply teacher because our French teacher was away for that lesson. Supply teacher comes in after wet break. Right, what are you meant to be doing? There should be a lesson plan. There's no lesson plan. Oh, OK, get on with what you want. The trouble that we were in the following French lesson. Chaotic school it was. If you have memories, first, was it just me? Was wet break a thing? I'm sure it was. Your memories, please, of those, because today very much feels like that kind of day. Christian Formby, I remember sneaking it into an RE class, a stink bomb. Ah, there's something of the 80s. Sneaking it under the teacher's chair leg. The classroom got evacuated. Good old wet breaks. Ian says, we would line up all the tables together. One kid would see if he would slide along said table. Unfortunately, the tables were very slippery, and he went straight out. Paul says, we used to get computer printer paper out with the holes down the side to do the colouring. There's something that dates the era. Computer printer paper, but with the perforated edges and the holes. Getting that out to do colouring. Memories of wet breaks, please. So many of them coming forward. Simon says, melting crayons on the old-style radiators and wet play days. Teachers must have hated wet breaks. Melissa, anything stick out for you?
So I've got a couple of memories. The first one in primary school, we used to have a little disco in the hall, but we only had two records that we could play.
What
so
were
we
they?
We had to dance to them. One was Garrett, don't remember the title of the song, and the other one was Sugar Sugar.
You'd have, I mean, wet break, probably about 20 minutes. Maybe you'd have those songs, like, come around three times.
Well, that's it. That was all we had. I was a very, very small school. And then also in high school, because we found a really expensive textbook that the teacher had lost, and he was really panicking over it because it was a very expensive book. We found it, and because he was so pleased about it, he would allow us to go and sit every break time and play like Donkey Kong and Pac-Man and Defender and all of those games that they used to be on the BBC computer, and he'd play us a crisps and things because he's so grateful.
Amazing.
So, win.
Those BBC computers, they were amazing, weren't they?
Yeah, they were at the time. They're a bit outdated now.
Yes, I'm not sure I'd be just as impressed these days, no.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
So, yeah, happy memories. The Daily
Takeaway. Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Mark says wet break was computer time, although back then it was just one BBC computer and one game, an adventure game which none of us 10-year-olds understood. Simon says melting crayons on the old-style radiators and wet play days. Teachers must have hated wet breaks. Melissa, anything stick out for you?
So I've got a couple of memories. The first one in primary school, we used to have a little disco in the hall, but we only had two records that we could play.
What
so
were
we
they?
Had to dance to them. One was Garrett, don't remember the title of the song, and the other one was Sugar Sugar.
You'd have, I mean, wet break, probably about 20 minutes. Maybe you'd have those songs, like, come around three times.
Well, that's it. That was all we had. I was a very, very small school. And then also in high school, because we found a really expensive textbook that the teacher had lost, and he was really panicking over it because it was a very expensive book. We found it, and because he was so pleased about it, he would allow us to go and sit every break time and play like Donkey Kong and Pac-Man and Defender and all of those games that they used to be on the BBC computer, and he'd play us a crisps and things because he's so grateful.
Amazing.
So, win.
Those BBC computers, they were amazing, weren't they?
Yeah, they were at the time. Yeah. They're a bit outdated now.
Yes, I'm not sure I'd be just as impressed these days, no.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
So, yeah, happy, happy memories.
Just a few more of your wet break memories. Julia says, we had one at schools today. Generally, it's board games, Lego, drawing, and this is very honest, sometimes I put on Just Dance on YouTube for them. Jim says, I used to remember having two Lego teams, each using exclusively blue or red bricks. You were either a blue or a red. Spaceships were a favourite. That sounds very basic, Jim. Neil, that game that you used to play with a coin and a table where you tried to get the coin to hang over the edge, flick it in the air and catch it. Honestly, if some of our kids heard these games that we used to play during wet break back in the day, how depressing does that sound? Trying to flick a coin to hang over the edge of a table. And then Alan says, I just remember being herded into the lecture theatre on a wet lunch and watching Bugsy Malone on a tiny TV. Christine, what can you remember?
As of today, yes.
So you are a teacher, are you? You've had a wet break today.
I have indeed, yes.
What happens in 2024 in wet break then? Because my memories are probably a little bit hazy and all probably very different.
Well, the kids I've had today actually were in year four and they were really good. They've got a bit of a thing about chess at the minute. So they all just went and got chess boards out. And
wow.
Went over time playing. I know, they were fab.
That is not the answer I was expecting. I was thinking some kind of device or tablets or streaming stuff. No? Chess.
Chess. Yeah, there's a massive love of it in year four at the minute. They're just really going for it. So they've got their chess boards out. There's a few playing some other games. But yeah, that's what they did. That's what they chose to do.
10 weeks of tickets.
We have tickets today to go and see the Pet Shop Boys in Nottingham on 10 weeks of tickets. They are playing 6th of June. You could be there if you are today's winner on Pet Shop Noise. Yes, it's back. The sound of us walking into a pet shop where you will have to identify not only the pet that is making a right old racket, but what song is that pet obscuring? Have a listen to this. What's the pet? What's the song in the background? Here we go. Those of you who listen regularly might know that we've got a new producer on the show after a departure from the previous one. The decision might be reviewed, I think, actually. If you could see the smile on the face of our producer right now, he's very pleased with himself. Right, playing today is Rachel. How are you, Rachel?
Hi, I'm fine.
Tell us what you've been up to today, Rachel. Been working? What's going on with you?
No, I'm packing to go to a festival, actually.
Oh, I hope the weather clears up for you.
God, I know. I'm going to Bearded Fury, and so far, my friends keep sending pictures from the site saying, oh, it's waterlogged. So, fun.
Things can only get better, Rachel. Right, the Pet Shop Boys. Let's have a listen. What is the pet? What is the song that was playing in the background?
It sounded like a lion, and it's definitely opportunities that make lots of money. I don't know why anyone would have a pet lion. But...
Someone guessed a pet pig earlier on, but they did also guess opportunities let us make lots of money. It is definitely that. It was a lion. Rachel, congratulations. You are going to go and see the Pet Shop Boys.
Oh, tremendous. Oh, my God, that's brilliant. Thank you.
They are so good. And I think this particular gig is indoors, so it needs to be dry no matter what happens. Your trip.
I've been obsessed with them since I was a teenager. Like, my bedroom used to be like a shrine to them. So,
Have you seen them before?
I have, and they're amazing. Like, I saw them back in the day in the 80s at Whitley Bay Ice Rink and stuff like that. So, yeah, I'm just very excited. It's a while since I've seen them, so...
You will have an amazing time. They were fantastic when I saw them a few months back. So, enjoy. Congratulations.
This is the Daily Takeaway.